I'm Tom A. Reese with MTD Radio News in charge of Ruidoso and Lincoln County. Cornerstone Bakery in the village of Ruidoso participated in a toy collection drive for the Lincoln County and Mescalero Toys for Tots. Coordinator Victor Montes was ecstatic.
Oh, Cornerstone Bakery is going above and beyond. Steve and Brian Gomez over there, they have wrapped their arms around Toys for Tots this year. In this weekend alone, I think they raised over 9 boxes overflowing with toys and close to $1,400.
And the owners of the bakery say they want to make this an annual event for Toys for Tots.
Steven Gomez told me he wants to do it next year again, and he's excited about it. It's just been a great turnout for that.
The New Mexico Department of Health and the Public Education Department announced a delay in the return to in-person learning after the winter break in an effort to help mitigate what may be a post-holiday surge of the COVID-19 cases in the state. The PED stated that no in-person learning will be permitted during the weeks of January 4th and 11th. Schools that were previously operating in the hybrid model are allowed to return to their hybrid schedules during the week of January 18th. 20-year-old Josue Michael Cosio Mescalero was sentenced to 18 months in jail following a Christmas Eve 2019 chainsaw attack on a relative. According to court documents, the victim told officers that he was attempting to show Cosio how to cut down a tree. Cosio, according to records, then started the chainsaw and swung the chainsaw at the victim, injuring him. The injury caused a 20-inch laceration, according to court records. In charge of the news for Ruidoso and Lincoln County, I'm Tom A. Reese.